How's it going? Welcome back.
This is episode 7
of the Beanie Boys podcast. I'm Jake.
And I'm Brian. And we're drinking margaritas.
We are drinking some margaritas. It's a Friday margarita.
Oh, it is Friday.
Yeah, Friday the 13th.
Spooky!
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I got shivers. You hear those shivers?
Oh, but damn, that's
baby. Hey, baby. So, we're going to talk about... Me and Jacob went to a lovely establishment.
Little date. We had a full day date.
We did. What did we do? What did we start out with?
Well, you know, we just started out with Ross.
You always gotta start out with Ross.
Just looking for some great deals, some treasures.
You know what? The Ross here are terrible.
They're terrible.
They're so caca. Like, they're awful. Like, I don't know.
The real good Ross is in San Francisco.
Yeah, we had our favorites.
Yeah. But
Sloat.
Sloat.
Justin knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so we went into Ross.
And Nico.
Find some deals. So many great deals. It's always just a deal hunt, you know?
It's a scavenger.
Like, you're always looking for, like, pants, a sweet jacket, some sick shoes.
But the thing is, you already know it's going to be shitty. Like, you already know it's going to be, like, oh, well, it's, like, what? One out of, like,
it's
six,
like,
times?
The odds? Ooh, that's...
Of finding something,
yeah,
like,
six,
you're stoked
maybe
on?
Yeah.
I've been to Ross so many times in the last week for no reason.
I know, right?
For no reason, just to look at everything. And when I look at
deals,
everything.
I've gotten some good deals with, like, Levi's there. And my Weatherman reporter jacket.
What? Your Weatherman?
I got, like, a nice jacket that was bright yellow. And
you have so many yellow jackets.
Like a,
you're a yellow jacket.
Like a weather reporter.
Oh, the Weatherman? Jake?
Yeah.
Jake Williams, now hosting weather in... Where are you from?
Sacramento. Welcome to the weather report for this week's forecast. We're looking at dark showers. Don't know what that means, but they're coming in dark. Because it is nighttime. Back to you, Brian.
I think there was one time where we had a local weatherman that lived in our neighborhood, and I was like 6 years old, and one of my friends is like, oh, Rob Smith, he lives down the street. He
like,
does the
like
weather.
A celebrity?
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I want to meet him. I was going to meet a weatherman.
My
friend's mom's like, oh, I know him. He lives down the street from us. And I'm like, oh my God, a celebrity.
Yeah.
And I was going to go to his house. What, is he going to sign a picture of the sun? Like, what is he going to do? Why would I have this guy's autograph?
He's going to take a picture of himself in front of a green screen.
Dude, but, like, that would be, like, the most saddest TV spot is the weatherman. Because you're like, oh, hey, I'm Jake Williams. I'm on the weather. And they're like, yeah, who has cable these days?
Right,
you know,
yeah.
What? No one's going to know that.
You're talking to nobody.
You look on your app. The weathermen are just have that green screen. And they're so
stoked. But they always have their yellow jacket.
They're so stoked for their moment of shame, or their moment of fame. literally, like, literally, they're getting stoked on the weather, which no one else is.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna be a cold one. You better have your brain boots on.
Brain boots?
Your brain boots.
Get your smart boots on.
Get your smart boots on. The Marty McFlys by Nike.
Yeah,
you see those?
Yeah.
Those are sick.
I
would get them. 150, right?
I bet you they're, like, 250 or something.
Yeah, they're stupid expensive.
But they gave them to a guy who couldn't tie his shoes.
Because
they're like automatically...
Oh, it had the laces?
Yeah. And I think there was like two pairs. Or maybe it was like one pair. But they gave it to a guy who couldn't tie his shoes. And like, he was so stoked on it. It was dope.
So anyways, after Marty
back
McFly...
Back to Ross.
Yeah, he's going to put all his money on the Super Bowl. And then Biff is going to steal his winnings.
I've never seen that movie.
What? You never seen?
No, I haven't.
You've never seen Back to the Future 2?
I don't know too many classics.
Well, Back to the Future 1 was great.
I never saw that one either.
Because it was so weird.
Yeah.
Because, spoiler alert, if you want to hear this, the whole movie, he goes back in time. And he goes back in time during the time his parents were supposed to meet.
Oh.
And then he falls out of a tree, and he lands on someone or something, and then fucking the family takes him in, and then the mom falls head over heels for her.
Gosh.
And there's a scene where it's super uncomfortable because she, like, is young.
Yeah.
And then so she's like, oh, Like, there's a scene where he's in his underwear, and he's like, who changed me? She's like, I did. I'm like, you just changed your boy. He's a man.
He's
like,
a man. He's now. A man.
And then, like, there's this multiple scenes where she's just trying to score with him.
Damn.
So the whole time, the movie is just fucked up. And then when you're a kid, you're like, yeah, Johnny be good. And then, like, you love that movie. And then you watch it now. It's about a guy going back in time to have sex with his mom.
Yeah, and people I guess loved I don't it. Need to watch that movie.
And we made three movies of them. Oh, like, we made them so good.
Yeah.
They were so great. Back Damn. To the Future.
Back to the Future. Back to Ross.
But yeah, you should watch that movie. It's I will. Weird
I'll, as I'll put it on my list.
I'll put it on my list where the guy tries to have sex with his mom. I can't wait to watch that. There's different websites for that.
Yeah, too many. But yeah, so that was our first trip was to Ross. So then our next trip, we went to Ross as well. And didn't find any deals there. Unfortunately, that was a bad
That one,
trip.
That one was awful.
There was nothing there.
Well, Jake looked at 50 different candles when he was there.
I know. Ryan went off to go look at, like, comforter or something, and I spent, Bang. Like, 25 minutes in candles, smelling candles, and thinking, which one do I want to commit to? Because it's a big commitment. Like, your room's going to smell like that for, like, 2 months,
Does
at
it,
least.
Though? Like, usually when I light a candle in my room, it smells great the first night, and then I, like, leave, and I come back, I'm like, oh, candle, it smells good. But, like, once I light it for, like, the third time, you get so used to that scent that you're just like, yeah, yeah.
See, that's why I went with the warm apple pie this time, because apple pie sounds, like, different. It's not just, like, mint, or, like, cedar wood, or vanilla ice, baby.
I'm a pine girl.
Pine girl?
Or, like, an ocean breeze, that's my calling.
Like laundry.
Yeah, like white linings.
White linings.
Linings. Hey, linings!
Then we actually went to a store where I got shampoo. I filled up my
we
shampoo.
We went to the store where Jake got his shampoo in used bottles.
They weren't used shampoos.
It was a weird experience, though. Like,
but I just brought old bottles to reuse.
Bottles? Old waddles. Hey, old waddle.
Fill up my old waddles.
Let me fill up my
with
shampoo.
Shampoo and like ride on it, weigh on it, weigh on it. And
you
weigh
know,
it.
You gonna ride on that shampoo?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? So, anyways,
we
decided,
went to another Ross as well after that.
No, we went to two Rosses that day.
Went to three.
You went to three.
Remember, we went to the one at Barnes and Noble downtown.
No, that one's in Lloyd.
In Lloyd. Then we went to the airport.
Sucks. Yeah, we went to the
station, and then we went to the one on 127.
Oh my god, we did go to three.
And that one was the one that's the one I always feel like is the best one.
122nd,
yeah,
over there. It's a gamble.
It's but like the other ones are like they're terrible.
Yeah,
but this one's like you have a
is that where you got your
chance.
Feelers?
That's where I got my feelers.
That's
I'm
when you're
right
like,
now.
Your life changed because you got a whole new outfit.
Yeah. New feelers, new me.
Said no one.
New feelers, new mealers.
So, anyways. We decided to, well, actually, Jake really wanted this because I think I was actually hungover this day, which is like every day. And I think, yeah, I was hungover that day because we went to the show that night. And we were
right.
I was like all groggy. And then,
groggy boy.
Hey, groggy boy. Why
so,
are you
okay,
such
so,
a groggy boy?
It's just, it's such a meme.
What? Applebee's?
Applebee's.
Applebee's is not a meme. It's a lifestyle, okay?
Applebee's, welcome to the family.
Yeah. When you're here... Go fuck yourself, you know? And so we decided to go to Applebee's because on Instagram... Okay, is it on Instagram?
It's on Instagram.
On Instagram, for me, it's telling me to go to Applebee's for $1 drinks.
Yeah.
And so, like...
Because Applebee's is just memes out the wazoo. Like, it's...
Memes out the wazoo? What are you, like, 35? Memes out the wazoo!
How old are you, Brad?
I'm 30. I'm not saying wazoo, though, so I'm one step
no,
ahead of
No, it's
you.
Like a... It's just like a restaurant that's memed so much that it's like, oh, it's a joke.
Yeah, I mean,
the food's terrible.
That's why we went for
exactly.
a joke. And they have dollar drinks, so in October they had like a spooky vampire
spooky,
drink.
Spooky scary drink.
Spooky scary skeleton creeping up my spine. That
yeah.
one's for Bonte. Or was that
Bonte?
Smonte.
Smonte Bonte.
Smonte Bonte.
Dude, how far are you supposed to roll
Why
up your beanie?
Why are you rolling up your beanie? You look like Christopher Columbus. I don't know. Oh, no, Robin.
Fuck that guy.
Like, guys, fucked up.
This beanie is just so big that it literally covers my fucking entire face.
Jake, we need to concentrate on the story. Okay?
Yes.
Yes. So then we decided to go to Applebee's for the story. Mostly for the dollar drinks.
For the dollars.
So we went in.
For the dollar mamas.
It was Sunday at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
4 p.m. The place was packed.
I wasn't sure if they would have them there because there was like a city one. And sometimes the city ones are different. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? A city Applebee's and a street Applebee's? Like, what's the difference?
A street Applebee's?
Yeah, street Applebee's. It's not a city, it's a street.
From the street.
Yeah, I'm from the street Applebee's. Don't fuck with me. We got that dollar marks. Okay? That's like a clapback right there.
You need a fucking cowboy hat right now.
You ever just do that clapback?
Yeah.
Where it's like, dude, you just have that clap. You're like, get the fuck out of here, city Applebee's.
Right.
Clap back. So we decided to go.
Yeah.
And
so after we got our deals, we got some good deals, I think.
You got some good deals.
Oh, yeah, I got some undies.
Yeah, you threw out like 10 pairs.
You gotta get rid of them sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Does it spark joy?
Exactly. No. They're just get thin underwear.
Yeah, street them. Street Applebee's.
Get some new ones. Are you briefs or boxers? Or boxer
but
briefs?
Wait, I'm sorry. Hold the phone. Are you a city Applebee's guy?
I'm a city Applebee's.
Said no one.
So we walked in there. After we were happy with our deals and sat down.
Jake's deals.
At the end of the
long
bar. What?
End of a long day. Okay, yeah, we sat at the bar.
And you know what? There was people in there. There was like maybe 7 to 10.
No, there was way more. There was more like families.
7 to 10 families. That's what I meant.
Biker family? It was like all, it was crazy. It was at like an Applebee's commercial. It was like a biker family.
Because it's in the neighborhood. That's why. It's just the neighborhood people that are going there.
This is the people
what is it? Is
this, Northeast Portland.
It's good in the neighborhood?
It's good in the neighborhood when you eat an Applebee's. Is that, like that?
Is that what it is?
No, it's not. I think it's, I don't know. Do you know the slogan for Applebee's?
I don't know. It's good in the neighborhood. Eating good in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's it's good in the neighborhood.
Eat fresh.
Applebee's. Eat fresh.
Subway. Eat Applebee's.
We don't talk about Subway anymore. Oh, yeah. About Jared? Nobody brings up Jared anymore. Yeah.
Fuck Jared.
Yeah, Jared right. sucks.
So, we sat down. Had a long day of deal hunting, you know.
You keep on saying that. You got underwear, dude, and I got nothing. I got a towel for $4. Eating good in the neighborhood.
And we got to the edge of the bar.
The long bar.
The long bar.
The long bar.
And the lady comes up to us and, you know, asks if we want a premium margarita. Because
why'd you put the cowboy hat on? Premium margarita.
Sometimes, I just got back from Durango, so I got my cowboy hat in the back
your
pocket.
Ford F-150 or whatever.
No,
that's
I
called.
Had like a Nissan.
Nah, dude, you're a cowboy now.
I'm a cowboy.
You're city folk are eating at that city Applebee's.
So damn it. We get our drinks. We said no to the premium margaritas. We say. You got those dollar margaritas? Because we're all about the dollar margaritas. And she says,
margarita.
They're called the winter margarita or something.
I don't remember what they're called.
Winter warmer margarita. Because it was a pomegranate margarita.
Oh, is that what we got?
Yeah, so we got pomegranate margaritas.
Oh, you mean my water and Gatorade?
For real. It was so like a strawberry Gatorade.
It was so much like...
But what can you expect for a dollar?
Everything.
At an Applebee's, too.
Yeah, at a city Applebee's, I expect nothing better. Or nothing
more. I expect that a well drink is like $5.
Like, even when you get it for like $4 and you get it like at like Buffalo Wild Wings and you're like, oh yeah, I'll take one of those.
Or the Castro. Buy one, get ones.
Those are different. Those are different.
Those are strong, though.
Because those are very strong.
Yeah.
And. We went in there already fucked up.
Right.
From drinking from Dolores.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to Applebee's.
So we got our margaritas. We were just enjoying them. You know, we were just enjoying the view of the people.
Just enjoying
eating good
life.
In the neighborhood.
Enjoying life at Applebee's.
And we were watching the best show. Tell them, Brian, what were we watching?
We were watching, it was not Pedigree, but it was like another dog company. And it was like most impressive dog or something.
was like a dog competition.
It was a dog show.
It was like Dog Olympics.
Yeah.
Dog-lympics.
Dog-lympics.
Yeah.
Where you at?
Where you at,
Dog-lympics? Where you at, Dog-lympics? Hashtag.
Dog-lympics 2019.
Hashtag City Applebee's.
City Applebee's. City boy.
Applebee boy. And Applebee boy. Applebee boy. So then we got our drinks, and then we were just people watching completely, and it was great, because it was just all different demographics. There was this man that was eating. He had a big-ass glass of wine.
Yeah.
He was sitting at the bar with us.
It was like 8 or 9 ounces of wine. It was like, whoa.
And he had like his salad or something, like a steak salad. I don't even know what he got. But everyone was stoked. We had everyone was stoked on their food. And I'm like, yo, have you ever been to an Applebee's? Like, part of me was like, should we get appetizers? I really want to get appetizers, like pretty bad. And we were looking at that guy, and it just looked like he had like the saddest life. Because it was 4:30 on a Sunday eating Applebee's steak. Steak salad.
Steak salad.
City Target.
City Target.
City Target. City Applebee's. City same store. Diff. City store.
Yeah. But we didn't get any appetizers.
No.
We held off.
Well, I was hoping she would fucking fuck up.
Oh, yeah. Because they have this thing in, like, the Applebee handbook where you...
the menu.
Applebee handbook. But it's, like, their privacy policy. But they're, like, rule policy. Like, the secrets of Applebee's. If they don't offer you a perfect margarita within the first, like, 10 minutes of you getting there, then you get a free appetizer. For free. They don't ask you anything.
Well, also, there was the one where if they don't ask you at the very end for a gift card, if you don't want to purchase an Applebee's gift card, they give you free mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
But that's the catch. See, I think if we even got the free mozzarella sticks... I don't know what happened to my voice right there. Well, if we got that, we would have to stay there. Like, you don't want to stay at Applebee's. You already paid. You can't be like, yeah, why not? Round two? Like,
yeah, I'm done eating, and I had dessert, but I want some mozzarella sticks. You forgot to ask me for a gift card.
Yeah. No, no, no.
It's a trick.
Yeah. Stay longer.
It's a full-blown
get
trick.
Get another drink.
Exactly.
So, she was good, though, because she asked us right away.
Immediately.
Gave us the check, and was like, gift cards today? And I'm like...
And we're like, Applebee's gift cards? Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was like, dude, how much?
And you get like $10 when you
when you spend 50. Dude, we should get sponsored by Applebee's.
Sponsors Applebee's.
I think we should have a meal there. I think we should have
a meal. The Applebee-ny boys.
I think we should have a meal there and just talk about the meal.
Okay.
Because
I think we should too.
I was smelling a bunch of different smells.
And when you get a meal there, it has to be like, okay, I got steak. I got shrimp, mashed potatoes, green beans, and a side of potato salad.
Well, yeah, of course. Cause
although
it's,
you already have
it's Applebee's. Or like you get like a burger and it's like super frozen. Mm-hmm. You get a burger and then fries and then like a pickle.
But an appetizer as well. Like mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, yeah. You always got to tease.
Or like something weird like crab wontons. Like that could be good.
Ooh, that sounds crazy. We'll take 6 spicy nachos.
Crazy like, crab wontons.
But, like, that was the thing. When I actually would go to Applebee's, it was when I was younger. I was, like, 21, 22, and my coworkers loved Applebee's. And they're like, hey, we're going for happy hour. And I'm like, what's that? And then...
Do they have, like, are these super cheap drinks? Is that how they get you in?
No, it was, like, $2 beers and then, like, $3 appetizers.
Oh,
so it was, like,
great.
$3 for mozzarella sticks and some beer. I'm like, I'm down.
Yeah.
And you eat mozzarella sticks and then have a few beers and you're like, that was $6.
Perfect.
Like,
then you feel better like walking out of there.
How did I feel?
Yeah, because you're like, I paid $6 and I just got full and a little buzz.
I got a deal.
Here's $6.
Yeah, here
you
go.
What am I tipping? $2? Like, what a dick.
Well, yeah, $6. $6. How much tip do you leave on a $6 tip?
I don't know, like $4 to $5.
What? That's crazy.
If you just got if you got beer and mozzarella sticks.
But if you're 21,
if you got hella good deals, then I tip.
Oh, see, interesting.
When you're 21 though, yeah, you probably don't tip.
21,
well. But
I'm
now,
like, okay, well now it's easy because you're like, oh, I'm getting a deal. I would have spent $12 anyways.
Right.
But when you're like younger, you're like, oh, here you go. Here's
$2.
Well, it's always like, depends on, so you get coffee. Mm-hmm. How much is coffee?
Maybe
one coffee.
Like, maybe like $2 to $2.50.
What? You give them a $2.50 tip?
No, $2.
Oh, no, what?
Yeah.
You give them $2 tip or $2.50?
How much do you tip on coffee?
You get one coffee.
One coffee.
One coffee.
$2.50.
Hey, one coffee. Come over here. One coffee.
I tip a dollar on $2.50.
Yeah, so you tip them a dollar.
Yeah.
You're the whole time, you're like, $2.50? And I'm like, no.
I was trying to figure out how much the coffee was.
$2.50? The coffee, it doesn't matter how much the coffee was. It's like a drink when you go to the bar. Like, right. A beer.
What if I'm serving myself coffee? If I pay for it and I walk around the corner and I go, okay, I'll take this coffee.
Then you don't. Because you didn't do anything.
Unless you get like a muffin or something like that.
They hand you a cup. Like.
I don't even use a cup. I just go.
Put it in my mouth. Yeah, let me put the hot coffee in my hands. Yeah. I think it depends on many factors, but definitely drinks. A beer. Crack it open.
Yeah.
That's a dollar. That's a dollar.
That is so much money for cracking a beer open. Oh, but yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Great.
Because you're the over-tipper. So if I went to a bar, got a PBR, $2, how much would you tip?
$1.
What? You said that was too much earlier.
No, I know. It's great.
Oh, I was confused.
I'm just saying that bartenders make great money because people tip highly on alcoholic beverages.
How dope would that be if you literally went into Starbucks and they're like, hey, can I have a cup? Can I have a lid? And you're like, here you go. Here's the lid. $1. I'm like, oh, dope. Thank you. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
That's exactly what a bartender would feel like.
Beer. Right. I mean, we used to work at Starbucks. We, like, used to get tips all the time. But it was mostly change because it was leftover of what the dollar change was.
Yeah, take this. Take this.
Yeah. But, so, like, when you go to a bar, you, like, make a tab, and then you see that total at the end, and you go, okay, I'm going to divide.
Yeah. It's $5. Divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah. Especially if they're cool. Right. Yeah, of course.
I love, oh, man. A great bar has like a great conversation as you walk into the bar and like talk to the bartender for like maybe 2 minutes, right? And then like when you go back for your second beer, and then you're like, oh, I'll talk about something like for like maybe a minute. I'm like, I'm going to go back there for sure. Like if I have like a nice conversation, I'm like, not just like, there you go. I'm
like, okay, well, yeah, cool, I mean, whatever. When you go to a bar, you never, especially when you go to a new bar, you never know what to experience.
Right. You're extra friendly when you walk in there.
Well, yeah, because you want to be, I want to come back here. I want to have good memories here. You don't want to just walk in, hey, motherfucker, give me a drink. And then, like, of course, they're not going to want to serve you. You're just, like, on your best behavior. Because you're like, oh, where's the bathroom? What's the rules? You turn into a fucking squirrel. You know what I mean? Like, you get all scared.
Right.
I get way too scared, man.
So scared.
All the time. So scared. I go into a new bar. Oh! Where am I? Like, you always feel so, scared, though. When you go to a new bar, because like, where's the bathroom? I've never been here before. You know where? Like, you know.
Like, should I go in this area? I don't know.
Yeah, where do I line up for food? Where do I not? Right. Like, what do I do? Yeah. We still need to go dance.
Dance?
We need to dance. It's been 23 minutes.
All right.
23. Let's finish his Applebee's story.
Alright.
Clap back.
So, we ended up getting round number two. Because it's only $2, so I felt bad even. I didn't have any cash. Which was the worst part about it. Neither of us had any cash.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm going to put $2 on my card at Applebee's.
Yeah.
And then.
Why not?
Tips, so it would be $4 total. I just feel shitty, so I was like, oh, we'll get another round. Also, they were like water, Gatorade.
Yeah.
So
they were gross.
We watched a little dog competition for a little bit.
We just did like an hour.
Those dogs are impressive. And I tipped 100%. That's what I feel you should do.
Oh, for like a happy hour, for the dollar drink.
Oh
yeah,
yeah, for sure. Like, cause like four drinks, $4. I'm not gonna tip $2 or $1.
Yeah.
I mean, four drinks. I'm tipping $4.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a dollar a drink.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, $8. Yeah. Pretty good deal.
Not bad. We didn't get no mozzarella sticks. But
next
not
time
bad.
We're getting mozzarella
not bad.
Sticks.
Not
so,
bad.
So, we need to go and
eat the food.
Get an appetizer.
Are you asking me out on a date?
We're going to go on a date.
Yeah, I'm down.
And we'll get two entrees.
Oh, we'll do the 2 for $22.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Great deal. And then we get dollar beverages as well.
Oh, man. That sounds like I'm going to have a hard day the next day.
You got to be smart with what you order.
Oh my god, I have to get like the classic. I have to get like a steak.
Steak and shrimp?
Yeah, like plate. Why would I eat steak here at Applebee's?
You know it's cooked properly.
Yeah. Not so properly. No, I don't think so.
We'll be right.
And we're back.
And we're back. Thanks to our fantastic sponsor.
Applebee's.
Applebee's.
So...
Oh my god, what the fuck?
Applebee's.
What was that, Brian?
I forgot that I put that on the fucking monster radio.
Oh, that was terrifying. That,
I was scared. I was so scared.
Something took over.
Yeah, possessed by a demon.
It sounded like a soundboard. Like...
Oh, like Arnold Schwarzenegger one?
Yeah, right. Or like
what was it? It was like E-Bomb's World.
E-Bomb's
it
World.
Was, I'm a cop, you idiot. And then it would be like, cookies? Who said you could use my cookies? That was when you would call people up and use the soundboards, and people would be fucking mad.
It was like, because it wouldn't make any sense whatsoever.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
I totally forgot about soundboards.
Yeah, that
that's
was
such
good.
A 2000s, like, 2010.
That was like 2000.
Yeah.
Like, internet came out. AOL. You got mail.
Because you would just have your home phone in front of the, or on speakerphone. Like, at the computer.
Oh,
you're
doing
your soundboard, like.
Into a computer mic.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, this is the greatest
thing
ever.
And you'd be like.
Yeah, I was the worst. I can literally never. Be serious.
Because you're just, it's like so dumb.
It's so stupid that you're like, oh, this is the funniest.
You just giggle around with your buddies.
I never.
You really got him this time, guys.
Sorry, I missed that.
Oh,
could you say it again?
No, shut up, Siri. Can you say it again?
I was always listening.
Always. So anyways, we're drinking margaritas.
Yeah.
And Jake has a disgusting hair in his mouth.
I do. I got it, I think.
Got it. So the reason of this episode
is
to get the hair off your tongue.
Oh, yeah, we got it. All right.
We're celebrating.
A time called Margarita Happy Hour. Well, hey, welcome to our new segment, Margarita Happy Hour.
Hey,
Brian,
cheers. Cheers. So, we would go to the same place every Friday.
We worked next to this place.
And it had dollar margaritas, as much as you can drink, in 30 minutes. So
from 6 to 6:30.
It was technically half the hour? Or like half happy hour?
Happy hour?
Happy hour? It was happy hour.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so you had 30 minutes.
So they're usually $7. But they were only $1.
I thought they were seven.
Maybe they were six.
I think they were five or six.
Or six. Okay, that sounds about right.
But if you know, it was just all sugar, and it was like a headache.
And vodka. Or
it was
and tequila.
Like 8 ounce cup too, and they had rules. Like you couldn't have a straw. We would sneak in straws because we wanted to suck them down earlier.
Right.
Because if they didn't have a straw, it's harder to drink.
There's
like,
just
fast.
So much ice falling in your face, and it's so.
Yeah, and you have to chug those because they have
Mr.
a waitress.
Mr. Freeze Cold.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
It's not even Mr. Freeze. He's like more like, chew. He has his ice gun, he's like, chew. He was the weirdest Mr. Freeze ever. But I love that movie. Have you seen that movie?
I used to have it on VHS.
It's so great. Was that George Clooney? That was George Clooney, right? That was so weird.
Yeah.
It was like George Clooney and then like, I love how they didn't disguise his voice. So you're like, yo, you know that's George Clooney, right? Like, obviously, hey, what's going on? I'm Bruce Wayne and Batman.
Yeah,
like,
George Clooney.
George Clooney, the weirdest Batman.
Yeah.
So anyways, happy hour.
Happy hour. So we would, since we worked next door, we like knew the crew so we could get a table and they would like, they'd take care of us.
Well, not so much the table part, because the table was like you had to get there like 30
Ooh,
minutes
yeah,
early.
Yeah, and you needed to like order some chips and
yeah,
guac,
and you had a
which
friend.
Was amazing.
You had a friend that would go there, have a Tecate. That was like your goal. Like we would switch,
yeah.
And you're like, hey, I'll get there early, or like, hey, I can't make it till 6. Like, Mm-hmm. We had people holding down a spot.
Oh, like, I'm going to get like 6 tents. I'm only going to get
a yeah, third, I'm only going to get like two-thirds. 3 of them. Like, damn it. So we would...
The Tecate holder.
Be there.
Yeah.
Till like literally from like 5. I got it early there as 5.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes 5:30. 5:45, you're like, nah.
Also, it's like game time. Like, there's
so much stuff going on. And we had a designated Tecate holder, and they would get there early, and, like, you would always bring a friend, and you're like, I'm holding this for, like, 10 people.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, I have to have 2 people. Because
it's, like, little high top, like, 2-person high tops, maybe 4 people if you squeeze together, or picnic tables.
We took over. We had, like, 9 people per table. We had double the amount we were supposed to have in a group.
Even on the high tops, we would have, like, 8 people just in a circle around it.
Oh, my God, yeah, we would be in such a way, dude.
Yeah.
So, we would go there quite often, and there has been a few number of times me and Jake had, my limit was 10.
Yeah.
And Jake had 15.
Because the thing is, it's 30 minutes. Like, that's a short amount of time.
10 margaritas in 30 minutes. You're just trying
to get, you know, we're broke. We're living in San Francisco. The rent's fucking expensive. I was paying like $900 for a room underneath a house.
That makes sense.
Like,
you pay for a shoebox.
Exactly. That's how the SF life was.
But that was Friday nights all the time.
Exactly.
And we went out after that. When
you get a cheap drink, you gotta...
But that was your pregame.
Yeah.
Is going to Margarita Happy Hour, and you didn't drink for the rest of the night.
You're
set. You had a beer, and you're like, I don't even want this.
Yeah. It's a placeholder. It's a Tecate placeholder.
We would go to so many different spots after that, and we're like, oh... Because we would walk somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, we have to walk this off. So much sugar, and you're like, yo, by the time I get there to this new bar, I'm going to be fucking lit.
Right.
Like, woo! It's going to be great, dude.
So how they do it is they make a big old, like, toddy, like, to make a big thing of coffee, and they just dump, like, lime juice, sugar, tequila.
It was in pitchers.
It was in pitchers, but it was in a bigger thing first.
Yeah.
I've seen them do it before. But, like, yeah, it was just, like... They were just like, okay, there's 2 bottles of tequila in this one. Okay, we'll get another one for this one, another one in this one. And they were just like dumping stuff in.
It's like jungle juice.
It's literally like jungle juice you can get from a bar.
But margaritas.
Margaritas. So they would, margarita like, juice. They would fill up the margarita juice, baby.
Hey, baby.
Boom, baby.
Boom, baby. Don't you ever say that again. I will never take you seriously. You say, it's like walking baby without a sexual content.
Open the door with your elbow and just say, hey, boom, baby.
Like, as what? You walk towards the bed. What do you mean? You're like opening the car door for her and you bump your elbow, like, hey, boom, like, baby.
It's like a big wooden door and you just kind of like, it's heavy, so you swing it open with your elbow.
Barn? Like a barn?
So
I'm at the boot barn. I'm at the boot barn and I hit boot my elbow on this door.
Boom, baby.
And I'm saying that to someone at the house? Who is this mysterious woman?
It's the person you're with.
Oh, so it's like a sexual thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a, hey, baby. But it's like, it's smoother. It's just,
no.
Boom, baby.
Boom. No, it's more of like, you just say stupid shit all the time. Yeah.
Because you think you're so cool, but you are not cool.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Like, when you do the baby,
as you're
like,
walking
you
in with
that,
your
baby.
Weird body.
Yeah. As you're hella
like,
goofy.
Justin made a good point. We look like. Like, you look like, or you feel like the insect from Men in Black.
The bug?
Yeah, you're just like, this is a weird thing. You're like,
sugar,
oh, cool.
Water. Yeah, you just feel like a fucking weirdo,
sugar,
dude.
Water. Boom, baby.
Sugar, water.
So pretty much it was just tequila and lime and sugar, and that was it. So you just, they walk around.
I can't get over you. You got 30, boom, baby.
You got 30 minutes, boom, baby. And, you want to get as many as you can, right? Because they're just $1. I'll just throw that around.
$1.
You can pay in quarters if you wanted to.
It used to be 50 cents.
Did it?
Yeah.
Back in the day?
Stephanie was telling me that it used to be 50 cents back in the day.
That's like when you like bought a hamburger for 5 cents at McDonald's.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Like, that's our version of it.
On
you paid 50 cents for a margarita.
Wednesdays, McDonald's hamburgers were 39 cents. And then I think Sundays were cheeseburger days. And that shit was dope. Like, 30, like, it was, like, 49 cents.
There's nothing better than just a plain McDonald's hamburger.
Oh, man.
So and they're coming out with the Beyond one.
Oh, is that McDonald's?
Yeah, so I'm like, I kind of want to try it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But we got to get back on to our other story.
So, You got your 8-ounce cup. You got your hidden straw for when they leave and you...
Well, we had like, yeah, we had like down. Three or four of them.
Did you just, you did take Starbucks straws.
And cut them in half.
And cut them in half. They're
perfect.
There you go.
You can just sneak
it. They're short enough to you can like slip it back in your sleeve, you know? Like remember in like middle school you had a pencil in there? Yeah.
I let them knew I had straws. I'm like, whatever.
They knew.
You guys.
They were like, all right, you're...
Yeah, they looked
at us. We trust you.
They looked at us like, yeah, whatever.
We were kind of like the regulator. They didn't have to worry about us. So it was like, yeah, okay.
Now that I think about it, like, that was just, like, so crazy how we were, like, so close with these people
yeah, it
that
was
we
like
don't even really know.
The best friends of workplaces.
Yeah.
But like, different work. It
but
was
we
weird.
We were only friends in that atmosphere. On
in
19th
and
Irving,
yeah, right.
You were my friend. If I saw you in the real world, you probably wouldn't even say what's up.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's happened a few times to me
like,
before.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Oh, hey, man.
Portland changed
like,
you.
Cool.
That happened.
You've changed.
You changed, bro. Portland.
Portland, bro. That's us.
Don't even know you, bro.
Damn it.
Don't you dare try to dance with my friend.
So they're walking around, and they just fill up your margarita with a pitcher. And they just like do, there's like four of them probably, right? Or maybe three of them?
No, it was like three.
Three maybe.
But it was like a hell. It
yeah,
was like
because they're just like
zone.
Slashing 8 ounces into your cup. And then they go around and then they come back to you. So you gotta like finish it before they get back to you.
Well, also it was... You would space out because you're drinking so much.
And you're just, like, having fun and talking. So
yeah, you're yelling at someone that's right next to you, but you're just
yeah.
yelling because it's so loud in there. And then they come up out of the corner.
And then it's like,
and you
oh,
chug.
Shit,
chug. You chug. And you're like, no, hold the phone, because you dumped the ice in a bucket.
Right.
And then they gave
that's
you a brand
new one. That's how you get a new
one
is you have to be
yeah,
done. You can't, like be dumping
ice.
A half one in.
Because there's so much ice in those pitchers. That
yeah.
when they poured it,
it was
like literally...
So you probably really got like 3 or 4 ounces.
Four,
but it was like a lot of tequila in that, like,
it was
the
like
ratio.
Half a shot. I
yeah.
feel like every one of them was like half a shot.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was just like, you get a lot.
Yeah.
And so there was one time that me and Jake just kept going.
I think
we
were,
like, I think
in the,
we were feeding
we got
off
one of those
other.
Those picnic tables in the back. So
it was,
like
a smaller
six
group.
Of us or something.
It was a small... I think it was maybe... I think it might have been four.
Maybe.
And I had 10.
Yeah, so we wanted to go for it.
For no reason.
For no reason. Because it was a Friday.
It was a, hey.
Hey, it's Friday.
Let's see how many we
let's binge
do.
Drink.
Yeah, like, to the max. 15 margaritas for Jacob.
Yeah, so.
15. In 30 minutes.
So it was my good friend as the bartender, and she was, I told her my goal.
You had one every 2 minutes.
I was like, I'm going to get 15.
You had one every
she was
two
like,
minutes.
There's no way you're going to get 15. I was like, all right, just, like, pay attention to me. Like, I want to, like, be in the corner of your eye, like, when I need one. I want you to come over and fill me up. She was like, okay, cool. Let's do it. I was like, so we're in this together right now. It's a team work.
But let me get this straight. It was, you had...
So pretty much I would just slam it, and then I would be the stop in between her stops. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
she would like, before she went and got more, she would like top me off with a last one.
I'm trying to think because...
Because usually how many would you get?
God damn it, Jacob. I'm trying to fucking talk. No, you had one every 2 minutes.
I know, but...
Like, no, like, but like, I'm just
on a normal time.
I'm trying to get over that because that's insane because those are so sweet. So having one of them takes like literally 5 minutes to drink one.
So like maybe you would get like five or six, like if you're like lucky.
Like it would be like, I feel like normal people that aren't us would get like two or three and like, whoa, okay, I'm chilling. Because it's like 6 p.m., we walked out of there.
They're not trying to slam them.
We walked out of there at like 8, 9 o'clock.
Right.
We stayed for so long because one group would come and then someone would come after.
Oh, I remember
that.
Staying until close.
Yeah, we would stay for hours.
Yeah.
Literally at the same bar.
Right.
And then at the very end, that's when it was terrible because if you didn't bring cash, that check was out the door.
Right.
It was like always way too much. And
but,
it was like,
I mean, it was like, okay, so you pay like $8 each maybe.
No.
But it was like, you gotta find out who had how many. You gotta track down those dollar bills. Because it would be like, what, like 98? Or
if,
like
if you got
64
food,
or something like that.
You had food before or food afterwards.
Right.
Because you were there for a while. Food was like $10. Like burrito
yeah.
or tacos or quesadilla.
Right.
And then you're like, okay, I had the food. And you're like, oh, I had a Southern. Oh, wait.
What's a Southern?
A Southern was a shot of tequila and a Tecate. And so we drank that all the time. It was
what, like $7?
It was $7. And it was always like, yeah, sure, I'll take another one. And then people would sneak shots. They would sneak Southerns into the table. And we're like, I got you a Southern. You want to take my shot? Because the beer was $4.
Yeah.
And then the shot was usually $10.
Right.
So it was like, combine that as $14.
Yeah.
But if you get a Southern, it's
$7.
So basically, they're like, hey, I'll buy you the shot. I want the beer.
Right.
It was like, oh, yeah, they can have my shot. I'll take the beer. So it was like a little dessert. Like, hey, right. I'm buying you a shot, and I'm just going to drink this Tecate.
Because there were like 4 people out of the group that were like, the ones who were like, all right, we're doing shots tonight.
Yeah, it was terrible. There's so many moments where I was way too intoxicated there.
Yeah.
So many moments.
So like, usually, let's say you have like 5, like a normal time at the happy hour. Yeah, I went for 1 every 2 minutes and got 15.
Yeah.
In 30 minutes.
I thought you were going to die. So.
Because I had the straw. And I had my girl helping me out. And she was just like, I got you. Like, I'm your tequila transfer. It's like, whenever you're empty, it fills back up.
So, what's this thing about how unsafe this whole thing was?
God.
We were just like, let's just do it.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, there was times where I'm like, I was so scared after you left. After, like, I was okay. Because
Brian had, you had 10.
I had 10.
Do you have 11? I think you had 11.
I think I had 10.
10?
I was okay.
That's a lot.
I was like, okay, I need to chill.
That's 5 margaritas. You, like, full shots. You
went out after.
Yeah.
And you went to another side of the city. I hopped on
a bus.
I don't know how you did that.
I, like, did it quick, too. I was like, hey, guys, I'm going to head out.
Yeah.
And it was, like maybe, like, 20 minutes after. After, like, the ending of like, 6:30. So it was, like, 6:50.
Well, who has 15 margaritas and says, I'm going to leave now? Hey. You're gonna be like, that person's going to die.
Deuces.
Yeah, like I'm never going to see you again. Yeah. Like, imagine that. Imagine if we weren't at happy hour.
Because it was, like, I got a notification, like, your bus is here in 2 minutes. And I was like, well, guys, got to go. Sorry.
And it was, like, just dipped.
Wait, where'd he go? What?
Yeah.
We're like, who knows where he was going? I don't know.
And then, like, I was so scared for you that day because I was like, dude, hit me up. Like, let me know. I was like the mother. I was like, hit me up when you get there. You took the bus for 30 minutes. Yeah. You went on the other side of town, and
like I went to like a food truck thing. Yeah, that Friday was, like, nights to go meet up like with this girl I was like talking to or something, and like then there was drinks there too, and there was live music, and I was like, what an idiot.
Well, of course you're gonna drink more. You had 15.
I'm gonna have a beer.
But, like, what are the odds?
Is there an IPA?
Like, imagine.
Thank you very much.
Imagine how mad it would be on my friend if I'm like, hey, come to this event with me. It's at 6:30. Is that cool? Yeah, that's fine. You show up and you're at 15 margaritas. You gave that girl a fucking heart attack. You had 15. Imagine if I showed up. Be like, hey, you wanna hang out? It's like 4:00. Yeah, hey, I'm at Buffalo Wild Wings. I just had
15 margaritas.
Yeah. I'm at fucking BWW, dude. Like, hey, meet me at Lloyd Center. I'm hammered. You know, like I would not meet up with you.
But also, you didn't know.
But I didn't know.
And it was like, I just showed up. Was like, hey, I trashed right now. I'm gonna go shopping.
Hey,
let's go buy some clothes because I will spend some clothes.
Let's do it. Let's.
I'll spend some clothes.
What a terrible idea for you.
Awful.
So
I think I danced to music and like had like fried some weird like fried zucchini spirals or like on a hot dog stick, or I don't know.
Like, how'd you get home that night?
I think someone Ubered us, or somebody was not drinking and drove us back.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
Yeah, so then like I probably got back at like, well, because it wasn't too late. I was probably got back at like 11 or 12.
So Jake had the open.
I had to open.
He had to open the store the other day, the next like day, 6:00. After 15 margaritas.
Okay, so it was a Saturday, so it was a later time.
It was still 6 a.m. Yeah. So,
it might have been 7,
I go actually. To bed. I go to bed. I'm really, really, like, I need to go to bed. Also, I need to have some water.
I didn't text you guys when I got home.
No, you didn't. You didn't text us. So, I get a call at 6 a.m. I went to bed. I knocked out. I want some sleep. I think I had the day off or I worked later in the day. And I get a call from Jake at 6 in the morning.
I woke up. And I was a little bit late to work. Not, like, late, but I was going to get there just in time to, like, open the store.
And so his car that he was driving at the time breaks down. And
it didn't break down.
It was making noises, and no, you couldn't drive it.
No, I didn't have any gas.
You ran out of gas? Was the thing? Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, I just pushed it.
You weren't prepared.
It was my grandma's old GMC pickup truck.
Is it the
truck.
Bra car?
No, it was the GMC pickup truck.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, Jake calls me. I look at the phone, and I'm in bed, and I remember turning, and I was like, oh my god, Jake died. Like, literally, I was like, I'm getting a call from him at 6 in the morning.
He's lost somewhere in the city.
My friends don't call me at 6 in the morning unless they're in danger.
On a Saturday, right.
Saturday. Like, that's heavy. Like, whoa, what the fuck? Some of my friends don't even answer my phone calls. You know what I mean? Like, that's heavy. At 6 in the morning, if you call me at, like, 2 or 3 in the morning, I'm going to pick you up.
Yeah.
Or, like, I'm what's up? I'm 100%. What's good?
Yeah.
I'm awake now.
Yeah.
And then, like, you snap out of it, and then
it's the, yo, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you already know that tone.
Yeah, like, what's up? What the fuck? And so you called me, and you're like, dude, I ran out of gas. I need to go to work, and I literally did not want to pick you up at all. I was like, oh, my God, are you fucking serious? I was like, at least he's not dead. But I was, like, so mad at you. And then I gave you a ride to work, and then you were a little bit late.
Yeah, I was, like, an hour late.
Yeah.
Because we went to go get gas. We went to Chevron on 19th, and I bought a gas. I, like, went inside and tried to buy, like, a gas can.
Oh, yeah, the guy thought you were trying to buy propane or something.
Yeah, he came out to open propane. I was like, no, I need gas for my car. What am I going to put it in my, like, lawn, like, my barbecue and ride my barbecue back home? Like, I need gasoline.
That was a weird gas station.
Yeah.
It was always cringy. Like, there was always something weird going on.
Yeah, you're
there.
Like, I don't know if I want to be here right now.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. Like, same with the Chevron, too. Chevron had, like, the weirdos stay there. And you're like, ooh, I don't want to get out of here. Like,
yeah.
It was bad.
Hobgoblin.
It was Valerie?
Valerie.
Yeah, it was Valerie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had the rescue
Jake. Eventually, so I made it to work a little bit late, but Brian, like, saved my ass.
Yeah. See?
And I'm, like, thankful. So thankful, Brian.
Yeah. So good. So good. It is 11:30 p.m.
Damn.
So that concludes our story about Margarita Happy Hour.
Thanks for tuning into Margarita Happy Hour. We'll be back again soon. We are not consistent, so there is no schedule. But follow us at Beanie Boys Podcast on Instagram. And
I think that's it. Episode 7.
Episode 7. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. Put it in your, what was it? Wanderloo?
In your wazoo.
Put it in your wazoo.
Toodaloo in the wazoo.
You gonna put that in your wazoo and smoke it.